I look at it from a number of angles. First, the legal angle, that you cannot repeal a law by a decree. The law, the Rapid Support Forces Act, was passed by the Legislative Assembly of Bashir's government, and then it was signed by Bashir and entered into force in 2017, in February 2017. You need the legislative body, constitutionally established legal body, to abolish the law. You cannot just pass a decree to abolish a law. And related to this issue is the authority of Burhan to issue this kind of decree, because the decrees are issued by, under the constitutional decree, the document of now of 2019, are issued by the Sovereign Council as a body and then signed by Burhan. Here we don't have a sovereign, there is nothing about a sovereign sovereign council, it is just a decree issued by Burhan. So legally it's quite flawed. It doesn't really stand on any legal grounds. And the second thing is the implementation angle. I mean, enforcement. How do you dissolve 130,000, 140,000 army with a decree that you issued from wherever you issued from, Qatar or no? I think it looks very absurdly simplistic. I mean, how do you enforce it? They're occupying half of Khartoum or 2/3 of Khartoum. And then you just issue a decree saying that they have been dissolved. They have been in battles. They are surrounding their army headquarters. They are surrounding the armored corps. And they're everywhere. And so it's a kind of very simplistic. I mean, how do you enforce it? And the third angle is the credibility of Burhan issuing this decree. The Rapid Support Forces Act 2017 had Article 5, which establishes the right of the President of the Republic to merge the Rapid Support Forces with the Sudanese Armed Forces. That was in 2017. Burhan came in 2019 and deleted this article altogether, which means that the Rapid Support Forces are no longer, there is no authority in the whole country or constitutional structure to merge the Rapid Support Forces with the army. And here comes, he was the one who issued that decree, amending the law. And now he comes 4 years later, not only reinstate the merger article, but goes further and say, oh, I'm hereby repealing the law and abolishing the Rapid Support Forces. As I said, it looks naively, absurdly simplistic decree, probably forced on him or probably even issued without him knowing it.
Well, what are the consequences of this development for the current conflict in Sudan, that the RSF, according to these decrees, does not have a legal basis to exist as a body of force anymore? Will it help resolve the conflict or escalate it further?
No, I think it will escalate the problem, because what is the Burhan's and the Islamists going to do about the meeting scheduled for Nairobi and another meeting in Jeddah? Are they going to say, oh, we are not attending because we have already, by the way, dissolved the RSF, so there is no point in having the meeting? I am waiting to see what they're going to say, because they have put themselves in a very clumsy position. You agree to the Jeddah process. You agree to the Nairobi process that has barely taken off. And then you come and say, oh, by the way, Jeddah process, by the way, Nairobi process, I have dissolved the RSF. That's going to not only complicate things, that's going to embarrass them internationally. They'll be seen as very unserious, unserious people, because the whole world is trying to help them. The regional neighbors are trying to help them, Ethiopia, South Sudan, Saudi Arabia, now Kenya, and the U.S., the European Union. And now you say, oh, by the way, I have dissolved them. So what are the consequences of your dissolution? They don't exist. So if they don't exist, who am I negotiating with? Who are the two parties that you are mediating between?